Point with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to answer the question, why doesn't Daddy go to church? Many women have married men who professed faith in Christ, only to find after the marriage that their husbands were not strong believers at all. Normally, you can spot something like this during the time that you're going together, before you've actually entered into the married life together. But occasionally there's a husband who backslides after his marriage to the point where he provides little or no spiritual leadership to the family. And when children come along, this lack of spiritual leadership is critical. Unless he leads them to follow the Lord, in all likelihood, they'll follow the world. All this week, I've been discussing ways that the wife can follow as she tries to help her husband take his role of spiritual leadership in the home. One thing that she should do is to talk frankly with him about the problem. After all, this problem is no different from any other problem in the home, and problems covered up become problems that are ready to explode. Husbands and wives should always discuss things that genuinely bother them. If they love each other, they'll be willing to work at trying to remove the problem. Let me review briefly with you the steps of communication as you bring up a problem. First of all, pray about the discussion. Ask the Lord to prepare your husband's heart before you bring up the matter. Second, select the proper time to deal with the matter. Find a time when the children aren't around. Find a time when you can deal with the issue in a leisurely manner. Often bedtime or early in the morning is a poor time. Perhaps you can go for a ride so as to get alone for a few minutes. Third, speak the truth in love. Be frank. Don't be so tactful that you never get around to the point. This is the point at which many discussions often become arguments, so it's a time that requires special care on your part. Be positive when you can, complimenting your husband on his good points. Don't ever ridicule or run him down. Be patient as you make your points and as your husband responds to you. Don't be selfish in your presentation. Above all, don't compare your husband unfavorably to someone else's husband. Don't attack him personally. Just speak the truth to him lovingly as you try to help him see the need for exercising his spiritual leadership of the family. After you've discussed the matter, wait patiently for some reaction from your husband. Don't continue to nag him, but pray for him and allow the Lord some time to work in his heart. These four steps, a prayerful attitude, a proper time, a precise statement, and a patient wait, are the steps that you need to follow as you communicate to your husband the sense of concern that you feel over the spiritual needs of your family. Dr. Henry Brandt, a Christian psychologist, has well said, "The way to maintain mutual trust in a marriage is to be frank. Both the husband and the wife have the right to know each other's mind about each other. In fact, about everything that concerns the relationship." As you follow this advice, as you attempt to talk over the problem with your husband, you're taking the right step toward correcting the situation. If he's genuinely saved and if he genuinely loves you, he'll make some efforts toward change. With your loving help, with the encouragement and support of a good church, above all, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he'll develop into the spiritual leader that you would like him to be.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.